Hello and welcome to episode 38 of the Sea Dogs podcast. All things Scarborough Fenwick FC, hosted by me, Paddy Billington, from This Is The Coast, and brought to you in association with the winning team at Northeast Security Shutters. On this episode, well, as we release this on Friday the 8th of March, it is International Women's Day, so we're speaking to Ree from Scarborough Fenwick about how the club are going to be marking that, not only today, but also the match this weekend against Tamworth. And there's loads going on, so we'll speak to Ree very shortly about that. Also, later we've got the sponsors evening, and next month we're looking forward to the fans forum. So we'll talk about all of that with Ree very soon. Also joining me, Chris Pilmer from Valley Bar Sea Dogs. Four huge away days still to come in National League North this season. There may be more, depending on whether or not we get in the playoffs. So we'll talk about what is coming up and how you can get yourself on one of the Valley Bar Sea Dogs buses. Also, we're asking this question this week. What has been Scarborough Fenwick's greatest ever goal from outside of the box? Now, it's not been great for goals recently from Scarborough's point of view, so we're feeling upbeat, we're feeling positive, we're talking about brilliant goals scored from outside the box. Lots of comments have come in on the Scarborough Athletic Supporters Club Facebook post, which I put on yesterday, so we'll read those out very soon. And we'll also bring you the very latest Borough news, all on episode 38 of the Sea Dogs podcast with me, Paddy Billington. Huge thanks, as always, for downloading and listening to the Sea Dogs podcast. This is the 38th episode, and it's going extremely well. Well over 60,000 downloads now, which is just incredible. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify and iTunes, and always at thisisthecoast.co.uk/podcasts. Ree, how are you? Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you, Paddy.
We've talked before, haven't we, about, you know, what it's like for you in your role at a football club, and how some clubs are very forward-thinking and others have been a little bit backward. But you are doing a few things, aren't you, to mark International Women's Day?
Yeah, so we always like to highlight it at the club, as you know, family-friendly, all-inclusive, everyone's welcome at the Flamingo Land Stadium. So we've got we've had the special post go out this morning, a graphic with some of the wonderful female faces of the club. And then I've also been working this week on the special edition programme. So it's about Her Game 2, which we're partnered with, and also just highlighting International Women's Day. So I've done some little interviews in the programme with four people at the club. So we've got Gail, who's the Women and Girls programme lead, Becky Cox, who's our first team physio, Fiona, who is on the Ballybar committee, and then Nicola, who is a coach and also a volunteer at the club. So definitely pick up a program on Saturday. There's some interesting insights in there on the game itself as well. We've got our girls teams will be on the pitch doing a guard of honor for the first team,
and then let's not forget, of course, Sunday's Mother's Day too, isn't it?
And Sunday's Mother's Day, yes.
Yeah so hopefully people won't forget that it's Mother's Day. Yeah. Great to hear that the club are doing that for International Women's Day. That's brilliant. Now, later, we've got the sponsors evening, haven't we?
Yes, we have got the sponsors evening. So we'll be at the Crown Spa Hotel tonight. There'll be over 70 local businesses will be in attendance. So it's an opportunity for the club, the board of directors, the first team management team, just to thank our sponsors and get everybody in the same room. It's quite a good networking opportunity as well. We always say to our fans as well as our local businesses to support those who support us. And we do find that quite a lot of businesses use each other's business, and they all have the common interest of the football club. So that's one of the useful things about our sponsors event. And it's also a good opportunity to update everyone on what's going on the club. A lot of our fans know because they're here every week, but we have sponsors who maybe can't get to the ground or only come up once a year. So it's a really good opportunity to do a recap of everything that's gone on. We've got some nice videos of when Football Focus came. We've got a little video of the FA Cup run and everything. So it'll be a really good opportunity to share all the great things that are happening.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it, just to take a moment to breathe and actually look back on what a great, you know, 12 months it's been.
Yeah, so we're doing a full recap on the last 12 months, and obviously this time last season, the season hadn't even finished yet. So we've got the season highlights to show from last season. I suppose it just makes you realise how much has happened in a year. A lot of highs, a few lows, but it's all brilliant.
That's football, though. That is football, isn't it? Yeah,
that is football. Yeah,
everything definitely going in the right direction. Yeah. And you are so busy at the moment because we've got the Fans Forum happening in April as well.
The Fans Forum is on the Friday the 5th of April. So it'll be the first event that we've held in the Victory Bar in the Fan Zone. Hopefully there'll be something nice for fans, a little giveaway, which hopefully we'll be able to announce online soon. But it's just
that's such a tease. That's such a tease, isn't it?
I've made it sound more exciting than it actually is now. Sorry, but because it's our bar, we can do things how we want. So it's an opportunity to ask questions to the board of directors, talk to Jono, Jimmy Blotty, Inge, they'll be there. And because it's the Fans Forum, not the AGM, it's open to all supporters. So anyone's welcome to come along, bring your friends, family. It's open for everyone.
Yeah, that's good. So that's next month. That's in April, which is good. Yep. Just a couple of other things then to mention. Obviously, this is the final push now as we head towards the big climax of the season. And, you know, despite, you know, recent results not being great and obviously not that many goals going in for us, you look at the league table, we're only 2 points outside the playoffs, which is fantastic, really. So, you know, there's still so much to play for. And you would urge people to come and cheer on the Borough because, as we know, the home form is so much better than the away form. And I think a lot of that does come down to not only the ability of the players on the pitch, but it is the home crowd. It is the atmosphere in the stadium. It's vitally important, isn't it? So the more people that come in, you know, the better we're going to do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a very exciting end to the season. We never do things... we like to do things the hard way, don't we? But there's 9 games to go, 27 points. So literally anything can happen now. As you said, it's still all to play for. The aim is to be in the playoffs by the end. So we just urge everybody to come and support us, get down to the ground, be our 12th man.
It's an exciting run in to the end of the season. And of course, it all starts this weekend with Tamworth, who are running away with it, only 6 points away from winning the league title, actually. Which is good, for them.
Tough opponents, but we've beaten Oxford City in the league above. We played Forest Green, gave them a right good game. We as Trevor likes to say, on our day, we can beat anyone. So
I've heard that in an advert somewhere.
And as we know how recent fixtures are going, literally anybody can beat anyone, and it's unpredictable, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, got to be here to see what happens.
Amazing to hear that you've sold 2,500 plus football shirts this season. It's just incredible, that, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. You've absolutely blown out the water the previous record. I imagine, you keep saying once they're gone, they're gone. I mean, it's my birthday next month, and I'm still waiting for my home Borough shirt. I didn't get it for Christmas. I'm hoping to get it for my birthday. But I guess, you know, if you're at the game this weekend, get your Borough shirts before they do sell out, because once they're gone, they're gone.
Absolutely. We do have a lot of shirts left in some sizes. It's just we're not going to restock now. It's coming to the end of the season. If you head into the shop or One Stop, it is very likely you'll be able to get what you want. But we won't be restocking sizes once we sell out. So we just urge everybody to make sure you get your shirt for this season. As you said, we've sold an absolutely incredible amount, which is actually 1,000 more than last season. So it's a 65% increase.
Yeah,
so I knew we had sold a lot more. It felt like we had sold a lot more, and it's been incredibly busy season getting everything sorted and all the retail side sorted. But when I eventually sat down and worked all the sales out from online, One Stop and the club shop, and I came to that total, it made complete sense, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm surprised you had a few minutes to actually count how many shirts you'd sold. You must have had a rare bit of free time.
Yeah, but it's good to have facts and figures, isn't it? Especially going into next season and what we're going to aim for and what we want to do. Yeah, it's good to know.
Yeah, well, I won't ask you because you won't tell us anything at this point, will you, when it comes to the kit? But we'll look forward to that down the line.
Absolutely not, yeah.
Yeah. But what a great job has been done this season. And, you know, the kit looks fantastic. And, yeah, looking forward to getting mine for... Did I mention that I was hoping to get it for my birthday? I'm just going to leave that out there again. Just that little hint there.
Is she listening?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, actually. Unless she bothers listening to the podcast. Probably is enough of me. Anything else you want to mention? Hospitality, that sort of stuff? Can people still do all of that in these final few home games?
Yeah, so hospitality for tomorrow is absolutely jam-packed. We've got loads of people in. Some great local businesses are joining us, so it's going to be a good one. And we are filling up fast for the remaining home fixtures. Towards the end of the season, hospitality always gets really full as the excitement ramps up on the pitch. So if you are interested in joining us for hospitality this season, get your booking in soon, because we will be selling out of some fixtures. And I suppose it's just a reminder that kids are only a quid, sponsored kindly by Alison Leddon, but it means children 11 and under can get in for only a pound. So I would urge everybody to bring their family and make an afternoon of it.
All right, lovely speaking to you, Ree. I'll let you crack on with all the stuff that you've got to organise. Which is your busiest day of the week? Is it sort of your Thursdays and your Fridays that are the busiest days for you as you build up to match day? Or
yeah, in the lead up to a home match is always incredibly busy. We normally have board meetings on a Thursday night, so that makes things busy. And obviously we've got our sponsors event on tonight. So in the process of finishing the presentation, getting all the videos together, organising we're doing a little raffle and things like that. So pulling everything together for tonight. So it's always busy, but it's always fun.
It is. And you just know it's going to come down to the last kick of the season, don't you, as well? Probably when it comes to the playoffs.
I hope not, but yeah. You never know.
All right. Thanks so much for your time.
Brilliant. Thank you, Paddy.
Let's have a look now at some of the comments coming in on this week's topic, which is this. What has been Scarborough Athletic's best ever goal from outside the box? We're feeling positive. We're talking about goals. We're going to score some this weekend. Steve Mudd, I remember a lot of blotties down at Bridlington. I remember an absolutely brilliant solo effort in the derby against Brid, but it might have been just inside the box when unleashing it. Yeah, we've talked to Blotty on this very podcast about that goal. And yeah, I think it might have been just inside when he actually unleashed the ball into the back of the net. Paul Kirsten, pick any one of Maloney's free kick stunners. Simon Moore says Maloney's winner away at Oxford City in the FA Cup replay instantly springs to mind. It was an absolute belter and won us a place in the next round. Joe Usher, in terms of quality of the goal, I'd say Forrester versus Gisborough. I've also shared that video, actually, because it was an absolute cracker, wasn't it? And I think that was back in 2019. Anyway, Joe says, in terms of importance, Jacko versus Matlock in the playoff semi. Yes. All Lewis Maloney's against Oxford City. And Mark Davies says, Maloney's free kick in injury time against Morpeth. That was the start of something really special. So people are not just focusing on the greatest goal from outside the box, but also the greatest goal in terms of importance as well. And we'll take either. So thanks for all the comments. There's loads to read through, so we'll do more of those very soon on episode 38 of the Sea Dogs podcast. This week's question, what is the greatest goal that Scarborough have scored from outside the box? What would you say? Like I say, we'll do some more of those comments very shortly. Right, Chris Bilmer from Valley Bar Sea Dogs. Here we go then. Four very big away games to come, at least. It depends if we get into the playoffs or not, of course.
Yeah, I mean, there is only four left as it stands at the moment. Next week we go to Chorley. We've got an offer on under-16s free, which is quite popular. I think there's 14 on so far, under-16, which is great. Then we go to Bishop Stortford, Kings Lynn, and then Boston we have our fancy dress day, which is again proving quite popular.
Yes, a lot of Scarborough fans go for it, don't they, with the outfits?
Yeah, it was great last year. It was the first one we did last year, so which was very good down at Telford, and so the last one this year is at Boston, so yeah, again bus is filling up nicely.
And hopefully we'll be in a similar position to last season where, you know, there is a lot to play for still. That's obviously really important, isn't it? Hopefully we'll be in the playoffs or trying to get in the playoffs as we reach the climax of the season.
Yeah, we've had record numbers this year, so hopefully, we're just about record numbers, so hopefully it'll just creep over what we took last year.
Yeah, it's been amazing, actually, the Valley Bar Sea Dogs, because not only have you put on the buses and got loads of fans to away games at a really good price, you know, you have those terrific stops as well where people can get some food. And on top of that, I mean, you've done all the fundraising as well in the last year or two for the club and the community. It's going really well, isn't it?
Like I say, record numbers by the time we finish at Boston. We've had record numbers of members this year, over 230 this year have signed up. Going on last season, there's one chap did every game. With being a member, he saved over £80 on the difference on travel, and it cost him £10 to join. So,
And countless savings on actually driving yourself as well.
Yeah, definitely. Like you say, we put food on and so they get fed as well. So I think to everybody's taste, but yeah.
My favourite thing last year was on the fancy dress day was the fact that, you know, Aunt Taylor dressed up as Maui from Moana.
He says he's got something better this year, so we'll wait and see.
I mean, but Ant, of course, had to go into the main stand at Telford dressed in his outfit, sitting there doing the commentary on his own, you know what I mean?
On his own, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. So he'll be doing that at Boston this year. That's brilliant, brilliant. So, obviously, you want a final push, don't you? You want as many people to get on the buses as possible for these final four away games?
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully, if we get something out of Saturday's game, a few more will take up the offer of coming with us for the last four. Like you say, if we were pushing for the playoffs, you know, put a few more bums on seats.
Yeah, so for those that haven't done the Valley Bar Sea Dogs away day, just talk us through a typical day.
Yeah, we meet up, usually breakfast, and unfortunately the cafe we use is closed at the minute, so I mean the other week we arranged bacon sandwiches for everybody before we set off. We travelled to a pub or somewhere, working men's club last week near the ground. We get them to put food on, go around to the game for about 2:15 and then travel back. We all have a vote on the way back of our player of the match, and the said player gets a trophy at the end of the season on awards night, so we're involved that way as well.
It's brilliant. So four games to go away from home. We've got Tamworth this weekend. What are your thoughts on that one? I mean, obviously, it's going to be a tough one. They've won 10 away from home. They've drawn 4 and lost only 4 away from home. They've lost only 7 all season of Tamworth, so it is going to be tough. They're on 78 points at the minute. But, hey, who knows? It's a game of football.
It's a game of football, isn't it? You know, I'd love it. At worst, a score draw, should I say, and best a win, obviously. But to start hitting the back of the net would be great again.
Yeah, I noticed you said score draw there. Not another nil-nil, yeah.
No.
It's a funny one, though, isn't it? The psychology of, not having scored for a while can sort of get under the skin a bit, can't it?
And it can, yeah. I think it has at the moment, yeah, so.
Yeah, it's certainly interesting. But, you know, interestingly as well, you look at the league table and we are still, despite a really poor February, I mean, we're just 2 points outside the playoff zone.
2 points, yeah. And everybody, the clubs down below started fighting, as Darlington have, you know, so they're picking points up against the teams above us, so, you know, which is good for Scarborough as well, so.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, there's tons to play for still in these remaining games. So, fingers crossed, we'll have a decent result against Tamworth.
Yeah, hopefully the form picks up starting Saturday, and like you say, get some more people going to the away games with us.
It's been another good season, though, hasn't it? Supporting the Sea Dogs. Obviously, we reached third at the start of the year, and that was nice. But we've also been near the relegation zone this season as well. So it's been a bit up and down.
Up and down. A cup run, obviously. Yeah. A decent cup run. Has helped as well with numbers as well.
It's been an entertaining couple of seasons, though, hasn't it, in the National League North? You can't say it hasn't been.
Yeah. I think people get carried away with, you know, we were third and we should be going up. But, you know, if you analyse the two seasons, it's been fantastic, really.
Yeah, it has. The club's come a long way. Well, yeah, if people do want to get more information, Valley Bar Sea Dogs, best place is on Facebook, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, definitely. Again, Ant Taylor with all his promotion of the Valley Bar Sea Dogs on there. Does a great job with the adverts. So yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, you take care. Thanks, Chris. Enjoy enjoy Filey, because you're in Filey at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, taking the mother out as we're busy on Sunday, so, yeah.
Good.
We've got 117 on Sunday for Sunday lunch, so.
Wow, wow, brilliant. That'll be a busy day for you, mate. That'll be a busy day for you in the kitchen. Yeah. All right, take care, Chris. All the best, mate.
Cheers,
bye-bye.
Paddy. See you later. Bye-bye.
Chris Pilmer there from Valley Pass Sea Dogs. Thanks so much, Chris, for your time. More comments now on our topic, which is this. What has been Scarborough Athletic's best ever goal from outside the box? Lewis Palmer says, Kieran Glynn, hide away. Andy Thorpe, Pacheco versus Matlock, just for how important it was. Oh, and the fact he caught it so sweetly. It was an absolute belter, wasn't it? Daniel Cooper says Meza versus Radcliffe at home, followed by Max Wright taking everyone on 5 minutes later. Jamie Kerr says Watson had a couple of screamers at Bamber Bridge. Yes, he did, didn't he? We'll finish the podcast off with more of those comments very, very soon. Right now, though, some Scarborough Athletic news. Borough playing Tamworth this weekend. The league leaders and perhaps champions-elect. They're only 6 points away from securing promotion to the National League. Jonathan Greening, Scarborough's boss, was speaking to Chris Marson from Scarborough Athletic after the 0-0 draw at Buxton last weekend. After reflecting on the 0-0 draw, he gave Chris an update on Suka and Mulhern's situation, because they didn't feature at all. And he also talked about the last 9 games of the season.
Chaz, unfortunately, has got ill. He's been in hospital, so we're just waiting for further tests. So he's missing through illness, and we wish him all the best and his family. Can't wait for him to get back with the group. And Frank's hurt his wrist hand in the game last week. He's had to go to the doctors, and he ended up having an operation on his hand on Friday. So Frank's situation is probably 2 weeks before he can play again. They're saying he can play over splint after 2 weeks, but he has to go and see the surgeon again in 2 weeks' time. So fingers crossed, they can say he can go back straight into playing. So we'll have to reassess that in a couple of weeks. But yeah, Frank's injured, and obviously Jazz is ill, so... that's the situation with them. So
it's died off a bit now, but today's conditions are really challenging. The Borough fans are back here showing the full support again. Have you got a message?
Yeah, just keep supporting the boys. You know, they're always our 12th man. I always say this, you know, we always play better with the support of the fans, and we'll need them for the next 9 games. You know, we know, and I've said this many a time, if we turn up on any day and we play at our best, and all 11 players and subs who come on play at their best, we can beat anybody on the day. So their backing obviously helps. So we just need to keep going for the next 9 games. What we don't want to do is let this season drift away and not be in contention with the playoffs in the last 2 or 3 games of the season. We want to get in the playoffs. If it's the last game of the season to do that, then we'll hopefully get there.
And that was part of Jono's chat with Chris Marson at the end of the Buxton game last weekend. You can see the full interview on the Scarborough Athletic YouTube channel, of course. So your match info for Tamworth: tickets are available to purchase online until 10 o'clock on Saturday. You can purchase on the gate, but the club recommends getting your tickets online in advance to reduce queuing. You can get them at scarboroughathletic.com. Adults £15, concessions £11, youths £7, aged 12 to 17, and kids aged 11 and under, just £1, must be accompanied by a paying adult, and the Kids for £1, kindly sponsored in memory of Gary Leddon. 12:30 PM is when home supporters can access the ground, the fan zone, and the Victory Bar will be open as well. The fan zone can be accessed quickest via the Borough Gate turnstiles. And it's £1.45 for entry for visiting supporters, and that is via the swimming pool turnstiles. The club is sad to learn of the passing of David Henderson, aged 86. David, a regular supporter of the club until recent ill health, attended fixtures with his family and alongside St. Cecilia's. David supported the club all his life, enjoying the Wembley trips of the 1970s and the FA Cup run in 2003-2004. The club want to send their condolences to his family and friends, and his funeral will be held at St. Saviour's Church in Scarborough on Monday at 1 o'clock. And congratulations to February Player of the Month, Bailey Gooder. Hundreds voted, and it was a close two-man race. Bailey just beating Ryan Whitley to the title. Player of the Month is sponsored by Ellis Hay. Right, we'll end episode 38 of the Sea Dogs podcast with more of your comments on the best goals that Scarborough Athletic has scored from outside the box. Josh Carter Middleton says Kulo against Stratford at home in the FA Cup, Jackson against Matlock, Watson against Staleybridge, Maloney against Spennymoore. Well remembered with all of those. Trevor Ball says, I very rarely post on here, but here's one for you. Ryan Blott's fifth goal away at Yorkshire Amateurs from near the touchline in front of the travelling Sea Dogs, about 40 yards from goal. An unbelievable goal, and he celebrated like it was nothing special. It's just what he does. Sorry, I can't remember the year, but definitely in the early days. And Andy Thorpe replies, saying, nice to have you post, Trevor. Leah says, Maloney away at Oxford City this season. Ian Pickles, Watson's at Whitby. Simon Moore, Nelthorpe, free kick against Stratford in another FA Cup replay. That was another great strike. Peter Powell, any goal from Ashley Jackson versus Matlock and Kettering Town. And Dave Merris's goal against Radcliffe. Gareth Taylor, Blotty against Tadcaster at Brid. Beat four men, went out left, cut back in, curled it in top bins. Unbelievable goal. Thank you for all your comments. Keep adding them if you want in the Scarborough Athletic supporters group. Well, that's it for episode 38 of the Sea Dogs podcast. If you can't make the Scarborough Athletic against Tamworth match this weekend, Ant Taylor will bring you full match commentary on This Is The Coast Extra, supported by the winning team at North East Security Shutters. Different ways to listen. You can ask your smart speaker, your Alexa, to launch This Is The Coast Extra. You can download the This Is The Coast app. It is free to do so, and then switch station to Extra for commentary. And you can also listen online at thisisthecoast.co.uk/extra. So at the Borough, let's hope we can get a really positive result this weekend and get some goals in the back of the net as well. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? And enjoy your weekend. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on episode 39. This is the Coast. This is the
Coast. The home of live Scarborough Athletic coverage. This is the Coast Extra.
With North East Security Shutters, the winning team for automated gates and garage doors. Visit nestdoors.co.uk. This is the
Coast Extra.